ध्यायामूतवलापगुण्डरवती तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् शङ्करादिगुरुं प्रणम्य आरभते अनुशासनं लभते मोक्षं यस्य मतिः रमते निर्गुणब्रह्मणि अहं सदा ब्रह्मैव एतदनुसन्धानम् अपरोक्षानुभव सन्दायकम् अचिरा So we saw the second shloka of Naishkarmya Siddhi previously. So, alabdhva adishayam yasmat vyavruttas tamadadayah gariyase namastasma avidyagranti vedine. So, Sureshwaracharya was prostrating his own guru and praising his own guru, saying like his guru's deeds or guru's activities are something like which cannot be explained in words. It is something beyond and different from whom all the various types of qualification or greatness cannot be found, and or there is nothing like nobody apt than his guru Shankara for those qualities to be attributed. And such a person. So, but like all these greatness, what does it matter? So, greatness. So, in today's world, the greatness is related to PhD or doctorates. So, what does that accomplish? So, that says that like we have the capability or we are something. So, we have, it's kind of an authority. Authority comes as a result of that. But what does authority do? Authority doesn't do anything. So, we might be like, there might be a person who is the president of the United States. What does it matter? Prime Minister of India, what does it matter? Such authority like will not serve any purpose unless it removes avidya. So already Sureshwaracharya has said Atma Vismriti or Atma Vismaranam, Atma Anavadharanam or Atman being not known. So Atman being not known. So that is the problem, or that is the cause of all problem. So the cause of all problem is not knowing the Atman, Sarva Anartha Hetu. So Anavabodham. Atma Anavabodha is the cause of all problems. So then it has to be, avidya has to be removed. Avidya is what is called as that which wills jnana or Atman. So that has to be removed. So this avidya granthi is removed by whom? That Shankara, that my Guru, I prostrate. So then like he continues, Namaskara Nimitta Swashaya Avishkaranavutaha. So Namaskara Nimitta, after doing Namaskara, or in the form of Namaskara, or just after doing Namaskara, in our like Sureshwaracharya, or I am continuing, I am going to explain Swashaya. So explain the purpose of this work. That is we explain avishkaranam. Avishkaranam means explanation, swashayam, one's own intent of this work. So that avin artaha means in order to do that, the third shloka comes into picture. So third shloka says as to why I am explaining this. So when we come to like knowledge of prakarana granthas, there are so many prakarana granthas. So as per what Sureshwaracharya himself says here, there are so many other works. So many other works which have been explained by many people. So maybe like during that time, like there were a lot of works, or like Sureshwaracharya just means the Upanishad and Shankara's works. Or could be that like there were works which are not valid today, which are not available today. So that could be the case. So anyway, there are so many works available. So why should a person write? So there are the purpose of works. So again, like when it comes to purpose of work, we should not kind of get into the like argumentative or Vedantavadam, we should not do. Vedantavadam, like saying that only Brahman exists and my work, all these work. What is the purpose of this work? So Vidyaranya, like in many of his works, he says, Bala Bodhaya. So Bhalasya Bodhaya. So in order to, Balanam Bodhaya. In order to, in order to explain to children or Mandadikarinam. So for Mandadikarine, Mandakadikari or Mandamadhyamadikarinam. Sahayartam, we can say. So in order to help Manda Madhyam Adhikari or children, children means like who don't have proper knowledge for them, such works will help. And such work also helps in a way to gain conviction for ourselves. So gain conviction for ourselves. So Paramartha says that when we write, like when we do postings and other stuff and write, so that is a kind of manana. We are like in a way like reflecting upon knowledge. So it is reflection. So such reflection is essential in order to realize. So Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam is required. In order to do Nididhyasanam, we have to have done proper Mananam. So Mananam, that is part of Mananam and that serves Mananam. So therefore, there is nothing wrong in that and it will only help. So that is what is another reason. Yet another reason is in some cases, it is due to Ishwara's will. So Ishwara Icha. So Ishwara Icha. So Ishwara Icha is there. If Ishwara Icha is there, then like things will happen. So Ramana Maharshi, when he went to Tiruvannamalai, he said, Ishwara called me, so I came. It is his Icha. So his Icha, his will. So whatever is Ishwara's will, that will happen. And Ishwara is somebody like whom we have not seen. Though we can say like everything is Ishwara, but still Ishwara as such we haven't seen. Then like how can we consider anything as Ishwara's will? Ishwara is available to us in the form of the Guru. So the Guru is there who is Ishwara Samana or who is Ishwara himself, Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine. So it means Ishwara is Guru itself, and such an Ishwara in the form of Guru, such a Guru's will can make a person write a work. So such a will can make a person write a work. And any work which talks about like the essence of Vedanta, any work which talks about Brahman will be helpful. If not for others, it will be helpful for oneself. Oh, I am already realized. If you are already realized, then whether you write the work or not, it doesn't matter. Then like, why are you writing? Because let it happen. It doesn't matter whether I write or not. It doesn't matter whether I write or not. Oh, like a professor said in a class that, okay, it doesn't really matter whether you live or die. And somebody got up and said, like, then, sir, why don't you die? And he said, it doesn't matter, so why should I die? I can live. So Vedantavadam, such kind of arguments can go this way or that way. So we should not encourage all those. So Sureshwaracharya says, Vedanta udara sangudam, sansara utsari vastugam, jnanam vyakratam api anyair vakshe, Guru Vanu Shikshaya. So, in order to Guru Vanu Shikshaya, Guru has given me an instruction. So, Guru has told me to write, and as a result of that, I am writing. So, Anneerapi, Jnanam Vyakrutam, Vyakrutam Api, Anneerapi Vyakrutam. So it has been written by many other people. Jnana is something like which is being talked about again and again and again and again. It's not something like that which is kind of limited. So there are works, there are commentaries that come like anything. So whether it is English commentary or Malayalam commentary or Sanskrit commentary or any other commentary, commentaries are like kind of a lot. They keep on coming. New ones will be added up again and again and again and again. So there is nothing wrong in that. But there can be a doubt that, okay, why so many are there, then why did you write? Because Guru Vanu Shikshaya, Guru has given me instruction, so therefore I am going to write. Oh, the Guru has given you some instruction. Guru says, like, go and fight. So will you fight? No, like we have to use our own buddhi. So we have to use our own buddhi. So the Guru might say, okay, just go back home. Like if we go back home, then like we have failed in the test. So the Guru of Dhamma, So Brahma, like the Indras and the Indra Deva, Indra or the Deva, Devendra, sorry, Devendra and Virochana, Asura Indra, they both go to Brahma to learn. Brahma gives them some instruction and sends them back. On the way itself, Indra analyzes it and then comes back and says, okay, what is it? It doesn't look right. And then Brahma instructs properly. Virochana doesn't come back again. He goes and thinks whatever he heard is apt. So, Guru, there will not be any Guru. So, one way to identify a Guru is a Guru will not force anything. A Guru will take criticism in the same sense as praising. So, praise. Mana apamaneyoho tulyaha. Tulya mitra aripakshayoho. So, mana apamanam is manam apamanam tulya. So, I mean, for a Guru, a proper Guru, a praise and curse, both are the same. So, criticism is kind of accepted in Vedanta. So, that is why Krishna says critical analysis. So, vimarshyeta dasheshena yatechasi tata kuru. So, do vimarshana. Vimarshana means critical analysis. So, critical analysis we can do. So, any Guru who says I am saying, so no question. So, such a Guru is not to be followed. Because Vedanta is something like where we can analyze, we can critically analyze and then find out. There's nothing wrong in that. There's nothing at all wrong in that. So therefore we can indulge in that, we can get into that. So there is nothing wrong in that. So Sureshwaracharya here says that, though there are so many works, still there is nothing wrong in me writing another work, because Guru has given me instruction. And then Vedanta, then what does this word talk about? Vedanta Udara Sangudam, Sangudam. So that which is like Sangudam, that is very good, very secretive inside Vedanta. In Vedanta, whatever is very secretive, that I am going to talk about. And oh, that we are going to talk about Vedanta, okay, then fine. Guru has given me something, so will I do? No, you can question. But Sureshwaracharya says, if you question, just listen to me a little bit. What I am going to talk about is Vedanta, that which is Guda in Vedanta, that which is secretive in Vedanta, which means Vedanta Jnanam, which means about Brahman only I am going to talk about. So you cannot raise any objection. So then another objection can be raised, oh Vedanta, what does it serve? What does Vedanta serve? Samsara Utsari Vasukam. So that which gets rid of samsara, the entire samsara is destroyed. Yes, entire samsara is destroyed. Entire samsara vanishes as a result of what? That jnanam, that way jnanam which is Guda in Vedanta, that I am going to talk about. So, why is this jnana Guda? So, this jnana is Guda because manishyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye. Very few people try to seek it. And this jnana is Guda because it is anovaraniyan, mahato mahiyan, it is about that Brahman which is the subtler than the subtlest and greater than the greatest. So therefore it is Guda. And it is also Guda. It is also Guda because it cannot be revealed that easily. Though it can be instructed, it can be written down and we can read it. So we can read it again and again and again and again, but it will mean nothing at all. It will mean nothing at all. So it is like we intercept a kind of a coded message, encoded message. What will that mean? It will mean nothing. So we have the message. That message is the secret to a nuclear weapon, which can destroy the entire world. And we can become like the most powerful person in the entire world. But it is encoded. And what is the point? There is no use. We need to know to decode. So decoding of before even decoding, what do we need? We need to purify our mind. So the mind should be purified. We should gain concentration of mind. And then jnana, we have to understand as to how to interpret jnana. So we find in the shastras that there are contrary statements. In some cases the world is said to be real. In some cases the world is said to be unreal. In some cases everybody is there. If everybody is there, then it means Dvaita. Then where is there one Advaita Vastu? So, and then it is also said only Aham Adishtam Adhyam Cha Bhutanam Ante Vachatu. What does it mean? What does it mean? Idam shariram gaundeya kshetravitya vidhiyate. Then like, why should I get rid of the sharira? Do I have to get rid of the sharira? Yes. Why do you have to get rid of the dehi nityam abadhyoyam sarva deheshu bharata? So know the dehi to be real, so renounce the deha. But deha is said to be kshetra, so can you renounce the kshetra? Should you renounce the kshetra? We find that there are so many contrary statements. These contrary statements have to be understood properly. They have to be understood properly. So it's not like just a piece of cake that like something we get and immediately we can enjoy it. So we have to. So we can consider it like raw rice. We get raw rice. We have to put it into water, like maybe soak it for some time and then like boil it and then eat it with some curry and something. Then we can eat it. Like we cannot eat raw rice. It is impossible. So in the same way, the shastras are there. But it is guda because it has to be understood properly. If we don't understand it properly, if we don't learn it properly, then it will not be any, it will not be any of any use. So it will be just like saying, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. What is the point of saying I am Brahman? Unless this I am Brahman knowledge leads to eternal bliss, it is of no use. It doesn't serve any purpose at all. So that is how it will be. Unless like we implement or we are able to understand and then implement knowledge, then it will become fruitful. Sorry, until then it won't be fruitful. So fruitful knowledge I am going to talk about, but which is also guda. It is also guda secretive. So that is why the tradition comes into picture. The Guru Shishya Parampara. But then like many people just emphasize on Guru Shishya Parampara. They will ask, do you have a guru? No, I don't. So if we say I don't, then that is it. Okay, you have a guru? What is his name? Oh, that person is not at all a guru. That is how it will be. So tradition, like too much emphasis on tradition itself has spoiled tradition. So tradition like is Jagat Guru Krishna is there. So there is tradition means like any realized master. And any realized master is available to teach us when we read their works, read their books. The more and more we contemplate on the person and think about such a person as a guru, automatically the person will come to us. The person will provide us with help. Whatever help we need, the person will provide. We don't have to run to the person. So therefore, like we have to remember that tradition and all are there. But if a guru is essential, the guru will come to us. So mumukshutva, if there is mumukshutva, if there is strong desire for liberation, anything that we need will come to us. We don't have to run for anything. We don't have to seek anything. Everything will come to us. So everything will come to us. So will everything come to us? So like there are Shankaracharyas, there is Paramartha, there is Balakrishnan, there are many other Mahatmas, but they all don't roam much. So which means I have to go and meet them. So then like we have an exception. Swami Vivekananda was there. But Amma is there. There is no country that Amma hasn't traveled today. So this Mahatma of Amma is a guru like who comes to everywhere. So like this guru comes everywhere to us. We don't have to go to the guru. The guru is coming to us everywhere. Anywhere we see, like we'll find this guru coming to us. So that is how it is. So if our desire is strong, we will find that we will get the guru. We don't have to go. Ultimately, we can talk about tradition, we can talk about Sureshwaracharya writing this work, Guru instructing Shishya, great Guru, great Shishya, great work, it is Guda Sam, Vedanta, Sanguda Vedanta Uttara Sangudam and all, we can say Guda Vastu, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, Samsara Utsari Vastugam. So that we have to get rid of Samsara. Does it serve the purpose? So does it serve the purpose? So we are very hungry. So we are very hungry, like we open the fridge, we find a lot of things which we like. So ice cream is there, there is like Pepsi is there, Maza is there, there are many other things. But the question is, will those serve our need? And will they serve our purpose? If they don't, then they are of no use. So they don't serve any purpose, they are as good as not there. So they should serve the purpose. Serving purpose is essentially required. So what is the purpose of life? The purpose of life is to get rid of dukkha. So constantly, like Sureshwaracharya first itself says, swarasata eva. So like automatically everybody wants to get rid of dukkha. So whatever we are learning, will it get rid of dukkha? That is what we have to ask. Will it get rid of dukkha? It will not get rid of dukkha. Definitely no, it will get rid of dukkha. Why will it get rid of dukkha? It will get rid of dukkha because dukkha is caused by ajnana, and that ajnana is removed by jnana, and jnana is the subject matter of this world. Jnana of Brahman. Brahma jnanam is the subject of this work. Since Brahma jnanam is the subject of this work, that Brahma jnanam will get rid of dukkha and it will make us ever rejoice in bliss. It will make us ever rejoice in bliss. So therefore, that the purpose, the ultimate purpose of life will be fulfilled by this work. So then like, who are eligible to read this work? The eligibility to read or learn this work are people who have dukkha. So people, there are many people who roam around the world saying that I don't have any dukkha. But they will keep on cribbing about one thing or the other. So then there is no purpose. So unless a person accepts I have sorrow and I want permanent solution to sorrow, Naishkarmya Siddhi is of no use. So I have sorrow and I want to get rid of it. But like, I don't want to permanently get rid of it. I want to get rid of it. Like, do tell me something. Tell me some dhyana sadhana. Tell me this. So people today are like all running behind something to do. When they go to a guru and the guru says, you are Brahman, just remain blissful. Oh, this that guru, like, that is not good. Balakrishna Naya, it is okay. Not. He only talks about one Brahman. Sundara Kumar, oh, super. He says, you have to do like Santhyavandana, you have to do Tarpana, you have to do this, you have to do that. So wherever we find something to do, then like that is very good. Because people cannot like undo whatever has been done. As Paramahansa says, undoing is impossible, undoing people cannot do. And people who believe in karma, whether it is Dhyanadi karma or like Vyavahara karma, this work is not for them because this work is Naishkarmya Siddhi. It will get rid of karma. It is jnana that will get rid of karma. So karma will end sarvam karma kilam partha jnane parisamapyate. This work is filled with jnana. So it is for people who want moksha. Moksha means eternal bliss. Permanent removal of sorrow. People who want permanent or complete removal of sorrow, only for them this work is beneficial. For others, this work is not beneficial. So therefore, like people who want temporary solution, people who want temporary happiness, they shouldn't learn this work. This work will get rid of samsara, and people who are scared of getting rid of samsara also should not learn this work. So there are many people who are scared to learn Vedanta because it will get rid of samsara. It will get rid of my wife, it will get rid of my children, it will get rid of my father. So therefore people are scared. So if people are scared like that, this work is not for such people. This work is for people who like want to get rid of samsara and ultimately ever rejoice in bliss. And that is possible through Vedanta Jnanam, because Vedanta Jnanam is Atma Jnanam or Brahma Jnanam, and that Jnanam will get rid of Ajnana and it will make us ever rejoice in bliss. So may Amma bless us. So we will stop here for today. So may Amma bless us so that through learning of this word, we'll be able to get rid of samsara through Brahma Jnana or Atma Jnana, and we will be able to ever rejoice in bliss here and now. Namaskar.